Hey everyone. So you found yourself face to face with the Texan pinball machine.
Yeah.
And this thing is a pretty awesome relic from 1960, a real blast from the past.
It is.
But we're going to take a deep dive into its history. And
Yeah.
you might be surprised to learn that with only about 1,200 of these machines ever made, it's a pretty rare find.
Oh, yeah.
And gives us a pretty cool snapshot of pop culture and technology back then.
It really does. I mean, when you think about it, this machine is like a time capsule
Yeah.
frozen in 1960. It's like holding a piece of that era.
Exactly. It's amazing to think about the people who played this machine back in the day.
Right. Like, what were they like? What was going on in their lives?
And how did they experience the game compared to how we experience it now?
Yeah.
So interesting to think about. So
Absolutely.
the first thing you'll probably notice about the Texan is the obvious. It's got this Western theme going
All
on.
right, way.
And that's no coincidence.
No, not at
You know,
all.
back in the 1950s and 60s, Westerns were
Oh,
huge.
yeah.
You had TV shows like Gunsmoke and
Of
Bonanza
the classics.
and movies with John Wayne and Clint Eastwood.
It was a golden age for Westerns, for sure.
Totally. So it makes sense that the designers of the Texan, Wayne Nyans, and the artist Roy Parker would create a game that let players step right into that world.
It was a smart move.
Yeah. I mean, you can practically hear those spurs jingling when you look at this thing.
And the dust from the saloon.
And imagine seeing this all lit up in an arcade back
It
then.
must have been quite a sight.
Oh, for sure.
That artwork would really drawn people in.
Absolutely. So, Westerns definitely played a big part in the Texans' appeal, but it wasn't just the theme that made this machine special.
Right.
It also had some really innovative gameplay features, particularly for the time.
Definitely. And one that really stands out is that rotating light unit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you've probably noticed some targets are lighting up on the playfield, and those are controlled by that rotating light unit. So
Exactly.
the thing is, each target lights up at different times, right? Which changes the score values.
Yeah.
So it's not just about hitting any target. Players had to make strategic decisions about when to shoot.
Adds a whole other layer to the game.
Exactly. It's not just about reflexes anymore. It's about skill and
And
timing
luck.
and luck. Yeah.
You gotta have a little bit of luck on your side, too.
Always. Now, something else that's really cool about the Texan is that all of this is happening without any computer chips or processors.
It's crazy to think about,
Yeah.
right?
Like the Texan and most pinball machines from that era was entirely electromechanical.
Purely mechanical.
It's all done with this network of relays, solenoids, and switches.
I mean, the ingenuity of it.
I know. It makes you appreciate the craftsmanship and engineering that went into these machines.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've talked about the theme, we've talked about the technology, but we can't forget about the playfield itself.
Right.
Because the layout of the bumpers, the kickers, the targets, that's not random.
Not at all.
It's all very carefully designed to guide the ball in specific ways.
Yeah, to create that dynamic and keep the excitement going.
Yeah, to create that flow that keeps players engaged.
And coming back for more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, if you have the chance, I highly recommend trying a round or two on the Texan yourself.
Oh, yeah,
Because it's
definite.
a totally different experience than modern video games.
Like night and day.
Yeah. It's just more tactile. It's more visceral. You really feel connected to the machine.
And to the game.
Yeah. And I think it's a great reminder that even something as seemingly simple as pinball can tell us a lot about the technology and the culture of a particular time period.
It's a window into the past.
And it makes you wonder, right, what will people think about our games in 50 or 60 years?
I know, what will be the Texan of our time?
Exactly. What will people look back on and say, wow, this is what they played?
This is how they had fun.
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, but I bet it'll be just as fascinating.
I think so too. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us today, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
And hopefully, we've given you a new appreciation for this incredible piece of pinball history.
That's the goal.
All right, we'll catch you next time.
See ya.